selling, because I got over 962 spams in one day.
Wow.
962, and this is using their software or without using their software?
Using their software.
Well, I would say it's not very effective then. I think you've answered your own question, and your next question is then going to be, well, what can I do, right?
Yes.
Well, first of all, stop giving your email address out. That's not going to help the past, but it will help the future. If you can do so, you might want to think about switching. They give you like 7 or 10 different addresses that you can use.
Right.
You might want to think about switching and emailing all your friends saying, okay, I'm no longer known as this, now call me this. And then don't give that email address out to anybody other than family and friends. And in fact, since they give you 7 or 8 different addresses, you might create a few. One that you use when you sign up for different newsletters and things that make you subscribe, but that you're not 100% sure if they're legit places or not. And once you're sure that you like them and everything's cool, then you could unsubscribe and resubscribe with your real quote-unquote address that you give to family and friends. But the ones that were bad guys, if they didn't unsubscribe you properly and things, well, you wouldn't have to worry about them too much because they'd be going to some junk address you don't really check all that often. So that's number one. Number two, you can get some tools, and we've got some listed at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on where it says approved software and then scroll down under the section that talks about spam. There's one in there in particular called Spam Bays. It is probably the most effective single tool I've found out there. It has some limitations of what it works with and what it doesn't and things like that. And hang on a second. What do you use Outlook or Outlook Express, or what do you use to
Outlook
check your email?
Outlook Express. I'm using a 3.06 gigahertz Pentium 4 processor with 2 gig of RAM and Buku hard drives.
Okay. I'm looking if you're using Outlook, not Outlook Express.
Outlook Express.
Okay, Outlook Express, because they have the spam base works specifically with Outlook, but if you're using Outlook Express, it's a little bit more difficult to set up this program with it. So they've got some step-by-step instructions if you follow the link there on how to do it, but it may not be as simple a solution as another one that we have listed there that's called CloudMark Safety Bar. It's a free trial, and it works with Outlook, Outlook Express. I believe it's not a trial. It's a free product. It does a very good job also of getting rid of spam. It takes a little bit for it to kind of learn, and so you got to teach it a little bit. You got to tell it these messages are spam and these ones are not. But if you're getting 900 a day, it's not going to take you long to teach it, and it's very, very effective.
Yeah, Nick, one thing I'm getting, which is real interesting, I'm getting a lot of emails which are blank. I suspect that they're just trying to find a good. They're pinging me trying to find a good.
A good address.
They're trying to. What happens when an email message? If you could watch kind of behind the scenes, emails that are sent are kind of like little transactions, and the mail server, in this case Cox's mail server, it goes through a little challenge and response every time it receives a message. It says, "Well, who is this to?" And the sending mail server says it's to Eugene, and it says, "Okay, Eugene is a user on our system. I recognize that. Who's it from?" And they say it's from whatever. And that says, okay, I recognize that. Go ahead and start sending, right? It's this little challenge and response, and the message is sent. It says that's complete, and everything moves on. Well, somebody who's trying to look for addresses to see if they're legit or not, all they have to do is send a bunch of these, and if they send them blank, they'll be very, very small, so it's very efficient, and they're just kind of out there hunting for addresses. So, yeah, there's a lot of people wondering, why am I getting these blank messages? What good does that do? Well, it's the same idea that we mentioned before, which is it's checking to see if someone's there or not.
Right. Otherwise, the server will reply to the spammer and say, hey, this address doesn't exist. If they don't get that reply, it's obviously a good address.
And most tools that are out there to help fight spam recognize blank emails as spam, and they'll filter those things out for you. So you might want to check that out. Again, our website, datadoctors.com. Click on where it says approved software on the right-hand side and look for that CloudMark product.
Okay,
that's probably the one I'd recommend for you.
Much.
You're welcome,
by
and good
way,
luck.
By the way, you guys run a great service.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. You want to try our Geek Speak of the Week before we take a break here?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait a minute. You got to talk for a second because I got to find the sound file.
Okay.
This is very important stuff. We cannot live without that sound file.
Can I do a little dance or something?
Do whatever dance you want, man. See how professional this is, Brian? Not like the stuff you deal with during the week. This is professional. Don't shake your head like that.
Okay. This week's Geek Speak of the Week. It's Mactel.
Mactel?
Yeah.
This is like cable access, huh? Is that the equivalent? MacTel. What's MacTel?
MacTel. It's a computer.
Pray-tel.
It's a computer with an Intel microprocessor or an Intel processor, like a Pentium processor.
Uh-huh.
Running the Macintosh operating system and software. Now, this is new.
What? How do you do that?
Only recently. Maybe people didn't realize that up until recently, Macintoshes ran on a whole different architecture of a processor.
They didn't use an Intel or an AMD or right. anything along those lines or anything even compatible. They used a processor actually from IBM
uh-huh.
and before that from Motorola.
So now they've started integrating Intel processors into Macintosh machines. Now what this is going to mean for the average Mac user isn't much. You do have to use a special piece of software to still be able to use a lot of the older programs you're used to. But it should be faster, better, sweeter.
Tastier.
Yeah.
Prettier.
So that's a MacTel. You might be familiar with Wintel, which
right.
has been around for a long, long time.
It has?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with it at all.
Well, maybe that'll be next week's Geek Speak of the Week.
You never know. The Geek Speak of the Week, by the way, is here to make you cry. No, it's here to help arm you with information so that you can fight back against those guys that call themselves geeks.
Mm-hmm.
Who think they know everything and deal with you like you're the world's dumbest end user. Now you don't have to be so dumb.
You don't know what a MacTel is?
Ugh.
Oh, my goodness.
Now you do. And that's why we call it the Geek Speak of the Week, and that's why it's so valuable and why everybody sits on the edge of their chairs until we do it every single week.
That's right.
We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we got a couple of free lines open. We're going to take calls at 602-277-5827. It's Chad and Brandon back right after this.